Good evening, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started.
Oh, hey, everybody, we're starting.
You guys ready? We're going to go ahead and get started. So today is Monday, April 10th, 2023. I'll now call this meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Zoning Appeals to order. If you guys will stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I would now move to dispense of the reading of the minutes and approve last meeting's February 13th, 2023 minutes as submitted by the recording secretary.
Second.
Seconded by Ballmer. On the motion, Ballmer?
Yes.
Ross? Stanton?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and get started tonight. So we got two cases that are out there. We're going to do each of these individually so that way we can run through the whole process. So the first case this afternoon is a variance of section 9.15 of the zoning resolution. And Eric, I'll turn the floor over to you for a little bit more information.
Sure.
On that.
Yeah. Rick Kamenka of 4640 Waterville Monclova Road. He's requesting variance to install a swimming pool in his side yard. And he is asking for variance to existing underground utilities in his backyard, proximity to an existing pond, and his side yard already being fenced. And he didn't create any of those variables. He moved there recently, and the yard was already laid out that way.
Okay, great. Is Rick here this evening?
You want, yes, sir.
You want to come up to the podium and tell us a little bit? We'll swear you in. So please state your name.
Rick Knudsen.
And your address?
640 Waterville Monclova Road.
Okay, perfect. You swear that the testimony you're to give before the board is so answer unto God?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
So we moved in August. It's an existing property. It's got a half-acre pond. Behind the half-acre pond is a very large pole barn. That pole barn's power comes through the one side of our property, which is behind the house. There's an existing fence. The people who lived there before had rescue dogs, and so they fenced in that area. From the street, it's a fully enclosed. You can't see into our property, into the backyard. On the back side, you can see in the pond area. The variance is really because of the pond is close to the house. We talked to the Lucas County engineering team. They indicated that you should be at least twice the depth of your pool plus an additional foot away from that pond to ensure the integrity of your pond. So basically that gets us inside the fence area. So we're looking for a variance of about 8 feet to be able to fit that pool into that space where we've got existing utilities, electrical and water and everything else sitting there. And the fence wouldn't have to be moved, so that's what we're looking for the variance. Any additional questions?
You said the fence will not have to be moved.
It will not have to be moved, sir.
Except to put the pool on.
Yeah, we did have that discussion, right? So yeah, that is part of that too. So. Otherwise, basically, what they'll do is take out the front piece, drive along the tree line on the left side of the house as you're looking at it. They'll take out a section. The pool builder that we talked to prefer to do that than driving down our driveway. No, we don't want to mess up your concrete or take a chance of messing up concrete. So this is a lot easier to replant grass. So, and again, to the right side of the house along the drive, that's where the utilities come out of the back side of the house, wrap around the pool. We've got the pond. We've got a outdoor spigot About halfway down that on the outside towards the Cannonball Run, and then we've got the electric going all the way to the park. But kind of limits us on where we can go with that. And then it's about a 7-8 foot variance is what it's going to ultimately be.
Okay. Anything else?
Unless you have additional questions.
Any questions from the board? Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Anybody in the audience have anything about this case? If not, we will call a testimony on it.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Lines. On the motion, Lines?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Variances are allowed under Section 16.2C of our zoning code, and there are five criteria that need to be met, and I can say this one meets all five. The first one, there are unique physical circumstances with this application. There's a pond behind the house as well as an auxiliary building, tree line, and utilities, so that makes it very difficult to build a pond behind the house. Number two, there's no possibility that the proposed pool can be placed where the zoning code requires. Number three, just having moved in, and I think you said in last fall, the hardship was not caused by the applicant. And number four, placement of the pool in the side yard will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as the proposed location has an existing fence surrounding the location and mature coniferous trees adequately screening the east street side and the south side all the way to the west property line. And the house screens from our side, so we won't be able to see it. And the variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief. So with that information, I would move to approve a variance to Section 9.15A of the Monclova Township Zoning Resolution to allow for a swimming pool in the side yard at 4640 Waterville Monclova Road.
Second.
Second.
Second by Ross. Pepper. Mm-hmm. On the motion, Lines?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes. Okay, that concludes case number one. Okay. Appreciate you guys. You guys don't have to stick around if
you
don't want to.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Eric.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right. So appreciate everybody's attention there. The second case that we have this evening is a conditional use to Section 4.2C of the zoning resolution. Eric, I'll yield the floor to you to get a little bit more information there.
Well, thanks. So, St. George Coptic Orthodox Church at 4860 Waterville Monclova Road has applied for a conditional use to construct improvements to their current facility. Miller Diversified Construction will be managing the project. The improvements are scheduled to be constructed in two phases. The first phase is broken down into two parts. Part A includes a detention pond, new office, and classroom space for the church, and a new side parking lot to replace the existing lot, which will be partially removed during construction of the office space. Part B includes a banquet room multi-purpose facility, which is an attached garage. Also, a portion of the rear parking lot is slated for construction during this phase. Phase 2 will feature construction of the new sanctuary, driveway, and remainder of the back parking area.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Do we have a agent or applicant that wants to take the stand first this evening?
I can make a meeting to that.
Okay, come on up. We'll do it individually, and then we'll go from there. So when you come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record.
Of your
facility there.
My name is Hany Jacob. It's 4860. 4860, sorry.
4860 Waterville Monclova Road. Just an introduction is that the...
Just a second. Sure. So we'll swear you in and then we'll get to the introduction of parks, okay? So we're going to swear you in right now. So you've stated your name and your address. And so do you swear the testimony you're about to give tonight is truthful unto God?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now go ahead, Pat.
So the church had been actually built in 2002. And we've been in the same sanctuary. The sanctuary is like a first floor and then a basement. And the basement is like half. It's a full basement, but we use for social gathering. We go down. And then with time, we started with 12 families, and now we are 50 families over 20 years, 21 years. So our growth is very slow. It's not very large because of the nature of Toledo area. People don't move to Toledo as much. So we grew about the two families in the year. Our financial situation is limited. So what we wanted to have people use a gathering, not in the basement anymore because of old people, and the basement is very small, too small for us right now. We are managing, but we wanted to make an extension next to the church, which is 1A, and that extension would be probably at the size of the same church, would be continuous of the same end.
I can get into that.
And then we feel that this part, which is about 5,800 square foot, is going to be done first. And then the celebration hall or the multi-purpose use hall, we don't feel that it's going to be done before a few years from now because of our ability or inability to afford that project. But we wanted to have our imaginary pictures and also the church, the sanctuary, which is phase two. That's probably my guesstimation, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. But we decided to do at least an initial drawing of, and the architect is going to be held. We're going to explain more. But the only thing I want to say that we decided to make the extension based on two facts. One is that we need that extension on Sundays, and also our congregation is really committed to the community. And we are planning that this extension, whatever it is going to be available for the neighborhood. It's going to be open most of the weeks if anybody wants to come and have coffee. There's always going to be a place. There's a computer area that they can come down and study. And then we are planning to do, invite the community in our church on a regular basis. Now we cannot do that because of our constraints of us. Again, the plan to build the small first, and then probably in 3 or 4 years or 5 years, we may have enough budget to build the multi-purpose hall. And the cathedral is really not in the big picture right now.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Perfect.
You have any questions?
I don't think so.
I have a question.
Sure.
Other than opening the phase one to the community, are there any other ways you're using that in addition to how you're already currently using it?
No. Okay. The same thing.
Good evening, Earl Rumlinger, 95 East Maple, Birmingham, Michigan.
Okay. Do you swear that your testimony this evening you're about to give before the board is the truth, so help God?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. As Dr. Jacob had mentioned, this is a two-phase project, phase one, phase two. Total square footage of both phases, about 17,130 square feet. In reviewing the existing church and reviewing the design, we took upon ourselves to come up with a building layout that actually resembled more of a New England Connect Farm series of all buildings connected by interconnecting hallways, kind of keeping with that rural feel of the area. We looked at setbacks. We are maintaining the requirements to the north, 50 feet away from the property line, which is where the existing sanctuary currently rests. As we moved back towards the banquet hall and the remaining classrooms, we actually relocated, or not relocated, but we kicked the building on an angle of 15 degrees to pull it even further away from the property line without adding unnecessary square footage to the building to stretch them out even further. Phase one, as was mentioned, is connect the existing sanctuary to need they need to do for other gathering spaces. Basement. It's approximately 5,033 feet. It's going to house currently at first a office for Father John and then also a social gathering hall. I want to make this a specific note that during the service hours on Sundays, this hall will not be utilized by anyone else. This is strictly during service for use by the church and the congregation. The classrooms also are only going to be utilized for Sunday school in and during the time of service. So there isn't going to be a large amount of traffic coming to the site on top of traffic of its normal congregation showing up at night. Worked with the Coptic Church on multiple parishes throughout Michigan, and this is the way they always do it. The service is sacred. They don't want to have any interruption during that time for their parishioners. As Dr. Jacob also mentioned, they do want to be very active in the community, opening its doors to be used by community groups on off days when they don't have service happening, such as like Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, or just community clubs to utilize that space as well as a meeting place. Phase 1B includes an additional gather space along with the main banquet facility. Those areas about 1,730 square feet for the additional gathering space, and will also be the main entry point into the banquet facility. The banquet facility itself with the kitchen attached is 7,395 square feet. And then there's an outdoor terrace that is facing to the west off that banquet facility, which is 1,592 square feet. This development sits on a little bit or approximately 40 acres of property. So we are well distanced away from any of those to the west of us. To the south of us are setback to the proposed two, which is a sanctuary, which is right now conceptual, is over 125 feet. So we're nowhere near crowding any property lines on that side. In the site plan, the current occupant load for the sanctuary is 142 people. Looking at that, we require to have 29 parking spaces. We're proposing 34 parking spaces during the first phase of construction. The additional sanctuary being added to it, which is phase two, we're looking at an occupant load of over 800 parishioners for that phase. Total space required with phase two combines 160. We're presenting and proposing 170 spaces on site. In review of the function of the banquet, obviously, as I mentioned, this will be utilized outside of the times of having service. We looked at the parking requirements for that. We required to have a total of spaces at that point of 55, and obviously we have right now providing 170 total when everything is done and said. So the bank was at least 7,395 feet. They required 30 spaces. We have on our site plan shown 55 spaces at that time. So again, we exceed the minimum number of parking spaces. We were forwarded some comments that was received from the community. I'd like to address those. One was regarding the increase of pervious or impervious surface. We will be increasing the impervious surface for the fact that we do have to expand our parking lots as well as the buildings themselves. However, our civil engineer is following both township and county limits for drainage standards, and we are installing a stormwater detention basin to mitigate any type of runoff onto the neighboring properties. Location of the buildings, as I currently mentioned, we are the minimum setback of 50 feet as required. And we rotated the other buildings, so we're further away on that, and the sanctuary is 125 feet. We are proposing to do landscaping along our north property line adjacent to the first phase 1A building. One, to provide privacy, because we do have windows that face that direction to our parishioners gathering in the space or the space being used by the people. And two, to cut any light mitigation happen onto the sites next to us. The parking lots will have new parking lot lighting. All the lights that we're proposing meet the 90-degree cutoff dark sky technology requirements. Our photometric plan that was performed by Gasser Bush shows that we have zero light bleed onto the neighboring properties to the north. And when the phase two moves forward, there's right now a proposal for a public roadway or driveway coming in. The foot candles along that property line are 0 to 0.4 foot candles. So again, we're meeting the requirements of not having light bleed onto those property. Dr. Jacob had mentioned already, one of the questions was duration in the project. Funding is going to be the driving factor of the development, and it could be anywhere between a 5 to 10 year. However, they're looking at starting phase 1A this summer. And we're going out to try and get final bids and permits done by the end of May so that they can start construction in midsummer. And I'll open the floor to any questions that you may have for me.
So any questions from the board? Okay, thank you.
Can we ask a question?
Not right now. So anybody else agent?
Do I need to swear in if I'm gonna help answer stuff? Okay.
So go ahead and state your name, your address, who you're with.
Sure. Alyssa Taylor, project manager, Miller Diversified Construction, located at 1656 Hendlin Drive in Maumee.
Okay, thank you. And do you swear, are you gonna give testimony?
I'll help answer questions.
Okay. So do you swear the testimony you're about to give before the board and this group is the truth? So help you God.
I do.
Okay. Okay. So anything that you want to add?
No, I think Harold covered everything, very succinctly. And, I guess I would just like to say that, any zoning requirements, engineering requirements, we will, meet all of those requirements. This is not the formal site plan submittal, and so that those plans will be forthcoming with, more of the engineering details.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to orderly open to the group out here for those who have questions and concerns and things like that. So we're going to go, those in favor are going to first. So if you're in favor, come on up and we'll get you sworn in. If there is none, those opposed, come on up, we'll do the same thing. So those in favor are having questions, anybody in the group? Those opposed, anybody in the group? Okay, so we'll just start there we'll work our way across. So why don't you come on up and we'll swear you in. So if you would, for the record, state your name and your address, please.
Ellen Bruce Trady, 4926 Waterville, Monclova Road.
Okay, and do you swear the testimony you're about to receive or about to give before this board is the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, the floor is yours.
So I'm still, it's very difficult, the maps you gave us, it's hard to envision this, I'll be quite frank. I think we're all in the same boat. So we are actually situated on the south side of the church in between a strip of farm field. So the driveway basically comes right along it's not along our property line. It's on the other side of the field, but we're butt up right next to you. We're your direct neighbor. I'm trying to envision what's going to go in that field between us, between our house and what you're doing, because we've heard different things, and the map you sent us, it's unclear.
Sure.
Can we move the site plan up on there?
No.
Do you want to have the pointer, and then you can direct?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
And by the way, the file was uploaded on the website, so all of this information was available on the website.
It's just hard to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pictures
are really difficult.
Bring up SP3.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be hard for me to navigate because I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to get the red on that screen.
disappears.
Does it show up on that?
No, anytime you get a screen, the green usually works the best. So I may have to play VAM and use my finger.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to sit here and then scroll through? Because you're going to be
If you don't mind, yeah, that's perfectly fine. And I can use the cursor I have. All right. So I'll hijack the project computer.
So can you stop? Can you go back? So where's your residency at? Are you that property right there? That
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
the one. You're the first house. Yeah.
I think you're
yeah.
the first house
yeah.
to the north,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
There's a straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's yeah. us. Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
so there's that strip right in between us.
It's worthless. Okay. You can't see the thing. Hey, can I come up and see that? I have a hearing issue, and you can't see. You can't see
come
one here.
On.
I have no idea what it is.
I just want to take a look.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay, so this is the open lot right now?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
So there's a road that goes through here. It comes through this way and goes that way, correct?
Is that what you're putting in that section or no?
No, the road is not up against that property line. There is a buffer.
Okay, who's talking?
He's talking.
Oh,
I know. It's
going to
be hard for you.
Well, yeah, so this is...
So we do have a road that's going to come in here. That's part of phase two, and that's actually one of the items that we're assessing right now. But there is, as you can see, it's a 60-foot right way. That road was going to be roughly 26 feet curb to curb. So out of that, we're going to still have 34 feet divided on either side of it. So there is going to be a swatch of landscape or grass just north of you, south of the road. So the road's not going to be touching your property line.
So in that strip
yes.
of property, there won't be any buildings per se. It'll just be a road.
Just be the road, right.
It'll be a road.
There is no buildings.
It goes back to the end of your my land property. It goes off left and goes off to the right, correct?
Right now we're coming and connecting up to our parking lot.
Yeah, right here?
Yep.
It goes
yep.
this way, and then this is... South.
Right, it goes
okay.
south, but that's right
but
now.
But there's no buildings that go in here.
No.
There's no buildings at all.
This is sanitary sewer?
That is so that we can run a sanitary sewer.
Where do you get that from?
Across
the street?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to take where that sidewalk is, they have to go underneath there, go under the road,
that's
and get access to that?
That's going to be
a
diversified question.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Because now you're on a septic tank.
We are on a septic, but we not continue using the septic.
You can't make the expansion without getting access.
1B. Correct.
So you guys still have that, your sulfur water sprinkler system?
I don't know if it's been used.
No, they haven't used that in years.
Yeah, we haven't been using
the sulfur
okay.
pipe either.
Okay, because that was obnoxious at one point.
And these are going to be single level? They're not going to be two, three, four stories up?
So the phase 1A building, which is the administrative building and the classrooms, the maximum height on the phase 1A, I would say, at the low roof is 17 feet, the higher roof's 18 feet, so it's in relationship and proportion to the existing sanctuary.
Okay.
And then the classrooms, I want to say, are like 18 feet or 19 feet to the ridge. Again,
so basically,
we kept them low. We wanted, like I said, kind of keep that New England connected farm look. We wanted to also respect homage to the sanctuary, that we didn't overpower the sanctuary. And then that's... The new sanctuary will take care of, you know, being a little bit more grand and be a lot higher. Now, I do know the one dome that I can show later on, that's on phase 1B. That's at about 33 feet, the top of the dome. But the roof line of the banquet facility, I think, is like a 28 foot grade. So it's not like we're doing two-story buildings here.
Okay.
We're trying to stay very conscious of the neighborhood and within proportion of the community.
So a lot of this that we're looking at is going to be back behind the church. Is that what you're saying?
So, yeah. So
not
this,
beside it.
Right.
Because
so
that's
this,
where we have our
yeah.
concern.
So this is a church right here.
Okay.
This is an existing driveway now.
This is an existing road. The existing driveway is here. The admin building is
that's
being
existing
added here. Your
access
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you come in. And then your expansion is going to be here.
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 Yes. And then
okay.
the And it, this here would be the phase 1B with the other classrooms, the banquet facility,
okay.
the kitchen area.
And then that's the 15-degree angle you were talking
yes.
earlier?
Yep.
To kind of go away from the north property?
Go away from the north property line, open up more space for landscaping and buffer area between. So, and then the same thing, too, is if we tried to straighten it out at a 90-degree, it actually added probably close to $200,000 more to the construction because we had to elongate buildings and circulation that was necessary.
So how does that impact Loess Road then? Behind, I mean, does it go
it
right up to
not
the
no.
just
existing
up to
homeowners
existing homes.
Over there?
No, not at all.
Can I answer this?
It goes
this
up to the existing homes.
It doesn't go that.
The Loess Road is about.
Yeah.
So all that property is all landlocked.
Yes.
This is a very small area of the land that we have. We have the land until Loess Road, and this area is probably. I would say 5%
yeah.
of the size of what you're imagining going to Loess Road. Far, very far away.
So this is ours?
Yes.
This is Rick's?
Yes.
This is Lindy's?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically the church is resting
yeah.
right about here. Our addition's coming back, kicking on an angle, and then going back this way right here.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're still
okay.
looking over...
And that's phase
the
one.
Whole thing.
Yeah, this is all just
okay.
farmland still in that direction.
Most of that will be parking lot.
Quite
a bit.
A portion of it's going to end up living right about here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, there's still a lot of buffer and still a lot of off.
This is phase one.
The kicking off this way is phase 1B.
Phase 1.
Yeah, but it is phase 1, yeah.
I'd like
1A and 1B.
It's
phase 1. We'll just keep these
okay. So you're still going to utilize this driveway going in here, and then this will be a two-way street with sanitary sewers and storm sewers.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
yes.
And the street would be part of phase two.
Phase
so that
two,
would be
yeah.
later.
So is this road going in here this year?
No.
Just this?
Just a portion of that. So if I go back to, let me go to the other.
Right.
So, and let me increase my points under this. So basically, this area right here is what's going to start construction this summer.
Okay.
And then it'll stop. And then if funds are raised, then they'll come in and do the remainder of this here.
Okay.
With this portion of the parking lot here.
So they will put all the sanitary sewers and do all what they have to do this year?
No,
no
they
don't have
right now, this year, we can
so
still, we can still live off
the
septic.
Put the sanitary sewers in?
That first phase that you drew a box around right off the existing church, it's small enough that the engineer has told us that they can tie it into existing septic.
Yes.
Okay,
when
that's where I'm
the,
going
with yeah,
yeah,
when they do
yeah.
the rest, then they'll have to bring the sanitary
okay.
sewer
yep.
line. Yep.
So, yeah, so this road coming in here isn't going to happen until we build or in the final sanctuary. Which is sitting right there.
So where's the church at right now?
Put the road in.
The white one in front of
the church. Not until
the church is this one.
Not
so this is done?
Not until phase two, which is
which
that,
is over here.
Yeah.
So
which is
the church right now.
10 years like
exactly.
you
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, patch area,
How many people are you projecting?
We are 50 families, and we increase an average of 2 families per year.
I know when you started out, I mean, you guys, I thought you were having your services on Saturdays.
Yeah,
we
didn't have our own priest, so we borrowed.
Okay,
because
I mean, they used to be Saturday nights.
Yeah, yeah,
and
we have our own priest, so we do Sunday.
I know you've done more and more, and my only concern, well... A couple, actually, the sound, because we have noticed that you've grown. You do a lot of outside activities now. You do a lot of cookouts and things that. The sound, believe it or not, on that flat, it travels. And we have a really nice, a lot of brush in between us that's going to grow up nice. We want to make sure we can keep that intact because it does block us from some of the sound. And from seeing people coming and going, because there's a lot more traffic now than there was when you first built it. There's a lot more people. I'm very concerned about the size of what you want to do here, only because of the traffic, the noise, and so forth. I mean, as far as neighbors go, we thought, you know, it was kind of odd to have this church in the middle of our neighborhood, but, you know, as far as neighbors go, you guys were very good neighbors. Now that you're growing more, though, we've noticed a lot more outside activities going on and things like that.
Actually, the outside activities we are forced to do because we don't have a room in the basement.
Is that why?
But once we get those buildings done, we will use it more and more, and we won't be forced to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
But we, like in Eastern
right.
Hunt,
well,
for example,
we have stuff now.
In Eastern Hunt, people go out
yes.
and find the eggs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a daily activity or
mm-hmm.
something regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just want to make sure that it's not like on top of us. And
so,
there's no drainage issues into our property or the sound, you know, noise, traffic, all of that are definite concerns. I'm sure it's for all of us. But because we're right up next to the church, we did bear the brunt of it. And so will our neighbor on the other side.
So I think right now, I'll just draw on the screen and you can look over your shoulder
question.
At. Currently right now...
You can probably answer. Where that... She was talking about the tree line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the tree line, where the street's going to go back?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to cut the tree line out.
No.
Yeah,
it's actually on my side.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff in the back, it kind of goes through it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going
to... We're actually planning
yeah,
to do
okay.
more
yeah.
trees.
Yeah.
As we build the 1B, I think we're going to have more trees.
On both sides of the view?
Yeah.
After,
yeah.
This is by
so, I mean, you know, when you look at the screen there, I mean, we are on the north side, have a large, you know, we're looking at an evergreen tree line here to do screening so that the neighbor doesn't get direct view of the building. So we are looking at planting in that. Right now, you know, this is the existing church. Their existing parking lot rests and resides here. And I think, like, where the barbecues are currently in their yards,
yes.
it's about right here.
Yes.
What's nice about this is we're actually taking that function and moving it back to this area here. We're going to be buffered by a wing of building to cut down on sound coming towards you, plus future... When this sanctuary goes in, that too will be a buffer to block any noise from happening in that area or traveling towards you. So that's kind of where we're looking at having sort of the outdoor gathering space off the bank facility for the congregation to use on nice days outside.
Yeah,
so it is creating a buffer.
Mm-hmm. 800 people, that's a lot of people. Isn't
we
that
don't
what
have
you said?
We don't have
well,
that many
I know
now.
You don't now, but you're projecting this is what you're building for. Correct.
That's what we have right now pro to fit on the space. But again, it depends on what it's on. That is just all conceptual right now for that.
Okay.
We're designing to make sure
really
that if they
in my lifetime. In my lifetime.
Hopefully
yeah.
not mine either, because that's a lot of people.
It's probably a 20-year, 25-year project.
This is your power?
That's our detention
power
pond.
Box
that's
outside?
That's the detention
the detention pond.
For the,
for the power?
No, for stormwater. The pond for the stormwater would be right there.
Oh, that's going to be a retention pond.
Yes.
Because I know there's a thing.
There's a transformer.
Yes,
yeah.
that's probably over here.
Correct.
Oh, so there'll be a retention pond there, which is required.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Is that the only retention pond you have in the property?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that, like about a half acre?
You know
I'm not certain of the complete size.
The
of
final
now.
Size hasn't been engineered.
It doesn't look
yet.
Real big.
It's not. It's not
okay.
Real big. No, and it releases out. You know,
okay.
It would release out to the ditch.
Well, I think I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right,
thank
okay,
you.
I
just got some.
Say,
okay.
I mean, expressed
right.
our concerns.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come on in. I'm not for against it. I don't know if Jake
Hall. How you doing? How you doing?
Go ahead and stay your name. Go ahead and state your name.
Richard Tatak of 4840 Waterville, north side of the church.
Okay. And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth before
yeah.
the board? So help you God?
Yes.
Okay. Thank
just
you.
A few questions.
Go ahead.
For you, sir. Just go back to that one you had bigger. I live right there, so I don't want to. Is your You're doing this building here.
Correct.
Now that building's for what?
That is going to be an administrative building and for also their after mass gathering.
It'll be a hall that will hold 300 people. We got 50 in the church now, so it's
going to hold whatever the church holds.
Okay. Now once you build out this A, can you go this way with it? Can you get to the bigger one? This is my another question. Is this hall? That's going to be a hall. Except I wanted to rent this hall from the church for, say, a wedding. That's going to hold how many people?
That is right now designed for 300 occupants.
Okay. Like I said, this is my property.
Yep.
And you're talking about the bushes that they have here come all the way down.
And they turn up.
They don't turn up.
They do turn up.
Then.
They do.
You will.
We do. We do have. They do not go now because they're not. That's my private property.
Right.
Go down along the back property,
right.
The side of the property.
We're going to be doing a new
Evergreen Street
on there to make it a little bit. I'm going to get to the. I'm going to the landscape drawing. So this is the new green Evergreen screen that's going to be installed there.
So you'll be adding more.
Correct.
Because originally, when Hafner built the place. And they said they were building it up. There was going to be trees and stuff. You wouldn't even see the building.
I saw the additional layout drawings for that. That's not what was installed.
My concern is, as all sets here, I have a goal. With Paul, how far is that? That's going to go pretty close to halfway across that property.
Not really, no.
It doesn't look like it here. It looks like it's only going to go out about 20 feet or so. But this short building on the end, I want to know what that is. Is that
that is a garage for them to actually park if they need to do like assisted handicap picking, keeping people, bring it over to the parish.
So where they drilled their holes is almost halfway or a little over halfway of that property where they're.
Oh, where they
soil sample holes
were.
Okay. So from the back of my house looking out, pretty much most of that is all going to be locked for me.
Correct.
Which is, it's their property, you know, to me. I wanted to know how close it was from this point to the building.
So at the nearest point, it is the minimum of 50-foot setback. So if I were to draw a line coming across here and turn and go 50 feet here,
so
at this point
back
here, you're
50
feet, but from this point, it's 75 to 80 feet off that property line, and it goes further back as we step it further away.
Now, another question is, the church was built higher than mine. It drops off 4 to 5 feet down.
Mm-hmm.
This part is open for them right now. It's their field. It drops off there. Their water that's on that soccer field pours right down in that, and that property, my property, and the neighbor's property, we have standing water in it three quarters of the summer. We cannot we motored twice last year.
I threw it when I did the walk around the property and noted it on my cycle.
I walked through it tons of times. But eventually it dries out. You can walk through it. But if that's the case and you're going to build that up, I would like someone to design a drainage that goes in there. If something's, because even if you build that all up, it's just going to flood me.
Yeah,
and it's going to flood the neighbor.
We're not. I mean,
so,
the township and the county will not allow us to do that. We will probably have to have some catch basins.
Yeah,
or
I'd like to see a catch basin in
the other direction
far end of that property, between the, like where the three of them come because Jeff is on the other side of us. He put catch basins in his yard, and he dried his yard up that way.
Yep.
But our two yards are the lower ones in the area because everybody from that property that way built up and blocked us going down to the coming to the school to the trail. All those four properties are all built up about 2 feet, blocks all the water drainage coming this way. When we built in 2000, we were told we had to keep going this way. Well, we got and it was just here by a previous owner. Built his property up five stopped everybody, so everybody's flooded. So they started filling. So now it's gotten down to the far two, and we're the ones that got flooded because we didn't fill.
Yeah, it's illegal for us to dump our water on their property, so our civil engineer is going to make sure that we got proper grading to where it's positive flow away from the property line.
That was my concern, is how many people are going to be possibly in here for this, how far back it was, and the water. So, I mean,
we have a problem with weddings and renting, stuff like that. Not because we have anyone, because people are going to use it, because we don't do alcohol at all. And anyone, if even me, my family, if I go to a place that they don't allow alcohol, I'm not going to go to that place.
Okay.
And in our church, we don't allow any alcohol in any celebration. So it's not going to, I don't think,
it's not going to be run out like you would think. So.
It'll be just our church, for example, a birthday gathering or
for
our
members,
if they agree that you don't use any alcohol, then they're going to use our own.
That was my concern flooding, because
I was flooded out. And
that's
a very good point, Dr. Jacob, because we have that same discussion with the St. Mark's up in Michigan about their gymnasium that we built, that they don't foresee that ever being rented out.
I wish we can. We don't have that rule.
Right.
Because at least we can get some of the expenses out of renting, but I don't think we are going to be able to rent it to the community. We are going to invite the community to use it for their own, like their own thing, but it's not going to be a rent.
Is there anyone else? Go ahead, come on up. State your name and address.
Terry Windham, 4725 Waterville, Monclova.
Okay.
So I am...
Do you... Can I swear you in?
Sorry.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give before the board and this audience is the truth? So help you God.
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I live west, on the west side of Waterville, Monclova. So I'm not exactly across. I'm north, just a little bit, and west. So we've been in our house for 30 years this summer. And when all this... development was coming.
So you live east of Waterville, Monclova.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. I'm on the east side.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm across from this house or this property. When this all was started and Hafner was coming in, we had the meetings then, and it was told to us that it's going to be a nondescript Christian church. We were shocked with the Blue Dome when that was built, because that's what's not promised to us when they came in 21 years ago. I'm very concerned of, I don't know what you called it, the Connecticut farmhouse or house? Or
New England. Connecticut farm.
Okay. I mean, we're not New England.
Correct.
I don't think the style fits Northwest Ohio at all. I mean, I didn't think the Blue Dome did either. And I think as it gets bigger and bigger, it gets more ornate, and I do not agree with the architecture of it. So that was what I wanted to say. I am concerned about the noise, the lights. With the parking, you know, you said the lights, the standard lights are not going to shine out, but cars as they turn and everything, the headlights pan through. I mean, that is something that changes things. You get headlights in your windows and you can't control that. I mean, people have to drive with their headlights. I get that. But when you have that much parking and expect to grow and have that many people, headlights are an issue. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have anything that they would like to comment on?
I'm just curious, because I've never been in a situation like this. Do we have, as homeowners who've been around forever, have any say in any of this? Is this a wasted effort, or do we honestly have some input into any of this? I'd appreciate honesty. I don't really know if we're just going through the semantics, or is there really is this a done deal?
Well, churches are allowed in that zoning. Churches and schools. What else do we have? What else is in there?
Churches, schools, let me
churches,
pull it up
schools,
for you.
Senior facilities.
Place of worship. So they're allowed as a conditional use. So we can put, as a conditional use,
kennels, yeah.
some further restrictions on maybe beyond what the zoning code requires.
I think that's what tonight is for, is to find out what those concerns are so we can address them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of this meeting,
okay,
is to hear from you all.
I think the drainage is going to be addressed when you submit your site
correct
plan to Lucas mm-hmm County, and you're probably going to be surprised at what they're going to require.
Well, Miller Diversified has been telling us about that for quite
yeah
some time. And we did meet with the county engineer when we started this project,
sure,
along with Eric
yeah
at Miller Diversified, to go through the process.
Yeah. And sometimes, depending on how big of a church it is, you may have to do a traffic impact.
That was a comment that came across as well.
Mm-hmm. Coming from my church is just expanding with a 1,200 seat sanctuary. Eventually, you know, it might be 10, 15, 20 years down the road. We need to do a traffic impact
yeah
study. And, you know, certainly the detention and the neighbors had the drainage stuff. And it's in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's where churches typically end up, because that's where land is. Some of you might find in a shopping center, but that's because the Dollar General didn't make it.
Or movie theater.
Yeah, the movie theater. Yeah,
the one I'm
I had a question I didn't, you may have said, but I didn't quite get.
Okay.
But the tree line that was to the north,
yes,
that kind of wraps around
yes
the neighbor's property, what phase is that part?
That is part of phase one. Yeah, that's part of the first admin building that's going in, because we don't want to have the adverse effect on the neighbor, and that's the closest building link to the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so is there any other, does anybody else have any comments or questions for the group? Come on up, state your name. State your name and address.
Michelle Tech, 4840 Waterville,
Montclair Road. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth before the board, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I'm speaking on behalf of my neighbor, Lindy, too. We both have pools, and we're just concerned because we've had a couple incidents where some of the kids in the churches have been coming over. I have a built-in pool, and it concerns me that, and we also have dogs, too. We have invisible fencing, so we have dogs, but it's okay. We're concerned the kids running over, because we've had a couple incidents, hers in general. She's got an above-ground pool, and some of the kids from the church, we were sitting in the backyard, and she was in her house and heard a splash in her pool, and she went out there and asked what they were doing, and they said they accidentally fell in the pool, but hers was an above-ground pool, and their pants, they were in their shorts, their pants were like laying aside. So we're just concerned with more families coming, more activity, just I'm concerned with my pool and hers as well, being an above ground pool. So
okay.
I wanted to address that. And we've talked about it too. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns? If not, I would move to close public testimony.
Second. Second by Ross. On the motion, Ross. Lines.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Stuart.
Yes.
I would move to
go ahead. Questions. When you get your parking lot lights, will they be on a timer to go off at a certain time, or they will?
We'll probably have them set up that, I mean, we can put them on like an astronomical timer, or based on what the seasons are and the services.
Okay.
What we have right now is a Mesa switch. We switch it on when we are using the church.
Right.
But on an average, probably, except for the fest at the Lent, where there's more activity in the Lent, anywhere you use it, the church probably twice, maybe maximum three times. And each time is like 2 hours or 2.5 hours.
Okay. Do you see using the church more in the evenings? Maybe
like
group meetings or
futuristically, I don't think we changed in number or any activity for now.
But excuse me, they do have a lot of activities in the evenings right now in the back parking lot. There are
Because this is the play week, and then the length we have the mass 2 or 3 times a week. So once our Holy Week just started today, and then Easter is going to be next Sunday. After that, we'll go back to the regular activity, which is probably twice a week, 2.5 hours each, in addition to Sunday.
So I've got a question for you as we're sitting here. What's your current congregation size right now?
We have 50 families.
Which is?
An average of 4.
So about 200.
200.
And what's your I know you said the onset you went from 12 family to 50 families. Is that been pretty steady over that 21 years or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 families per year.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay.
So you're going to move at the speed of generosity.
Right.
Okay. I'd move for executive session.
Second.
Second by Ballmer. On the motion, Stanley.
Yes.
Lines.
Yes.
Ballmer.
Yes.
Ross. Yes. Stewart.
I would make a motion to return from executive session.
Second by Lines. On the motion, Stewart?
Yes.
Ross? Yes. Ballmer?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Previously mentioned, in the AR zoning, conditional uses allow for a church or place of worship, daycare, banquet hall, pool, K through 12, if approved pursuant to section 8, conditional uses is in our zoning code. And in our section 8 of the conditional uses, there are 5 criteria that are in there. The first one, the proposal will be in accordance with the general objectives of the land use plan. It meets the zoning. The proposal is harmonious with the existing or intended character of the general vicinity and will not change the essential character of the area. The church has been, has owned the church has owned the existing building property since 2000. And the property between this road properties and the Waterville Montclova property since 2011 to 2013 and has been in operation since about 2002?
Yes.
The proposal will not be hazardous or disturbing to existing or future uses. Same church services and fellowship opportunities are being offered to a growing congregation today as they were when they started 21 years ago. The parcel is served by public water, sanitary sewers proposed, served by the Montclova Fire Department and the Luke County Sheriff, Waterville Gas, and Toledo Edison. And the proposal will not involve uses, activities, processes, materials, equipment, and conditions of operation that will be detrimental to persons, property by reason of excessive traffic, noise, smoke, fumes, glare, vibration, or odors. So I would move to approve the conditional use for St. George Coptic Orthodox Church at 4860 Waterville Montclova Road. Subject 2. 1. Can you bring up, I think it's L1. This is the landscaping plan.
Yeah, which is, I think, the plan right
kind
before
of
this
the back
one, or 2 before this one. Other direction.
Other direction?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. The one just below that one right there.
Okay. to amend the landscaping team along the easterly and northerly prop lines adjacent to Tad Kaiser property and approximately 20 feet north of Kaiser's southwest corner. Just adding a little bit more. Number two, provide landscape screening in Phase B along the proposed Phase 2 parking expansion from due west of the proposed dumpster location. See that on the hatch line?
Mm-hmm.
All the way to a point just of the radius return of the proposed drive, showing proposed future right-of-way. The landscape screening may be placed adjacent to the westerly property line or far enough away from the proposed Phase 2 parking expansion to allow for future construction, if any. Placement of the landscape screening in Phase 1B will allow for a little more mature growth for future work. Number three, the proposed exterior lighting should be shielded so that it does not shine on an adjacent property, which I think you've taken care of. And that number four, the proposed exterior light shall be on a timer so that it will go off at 11 p.m. Those are the conditions of my motion.
Second.
Second by Stan. On the motion, Ballmer?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes. I would make a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting.